Harper Audio presents The Widow's Walk, a novel by Robert Barclay, performed by Kirsten Potter. The long, unmeasured pulse of time moves everything. There is nothing hidden that it cannot bring to light, nothing once unknown that may not become known. Nothing is impossible. Sophocles. Prologue. New Bedford, Massachusetts, September 1840. Her name was Constance Elizabeth Canfield, and for as long as she could remember, she loved gazing at the ocean. No matter the weather, Constance found the froth-topped waves reassuring and filled with promise. In her world, she could rely upon few things, but the waves were always there. She loved their consistency of purpose and their constant determination to assault the rocky shoreline that lay so near her house. She also found them exciting because they would one day bring her husband back to her. So she patiently watched and waited as they worked their welcome magic on her lonely soul. She had invented an enticing fantasy in which she sometimes indulged while watching those never-ending waves. She liked to imagine that one of them had actually touched the hull of her husband's ship, no matter on which of the earth's four corners the vessel had been venturing. And, like some God-sent message in a bottle, that same wave had somehow reached her shoreline to confirm that her husband remained alive and well. Sometimes she would even pick out one such wave, thus pretending so, and watch it closely, until it destroyed itself against the rocks. These imaginings were pure.